You're listening to the Collective Brain Network.
Welcome to the Collective Brain Fun Time. Here's your host, Jay.
Thanks, Winnie. Welcome to episode 243. Now let's bring out this week's contestants. And since the price of gas keeps going up, we're going to bring them all out at once. We have Ken. Come on out, Ken.
Hey, hey, Dean.
Hey, I like your suit.
Yeah, thanks. It's leftover from St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah, I can tell. All right. Beautiful. Now, if you stand behind podium number one.
All right.
Okay. And we'll bring out Brad. Come on out, Brad.
What is the deal with that? I mean, come on.
I like your hair tonight.
Thank you.
All right. If you could stand behind podium two next to Ken. All right.
No problem.
Perfect. And now we're going to bring out Jimmy. Come on out.
Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. Do you see his boots? Those are awesome.
Killer boots, man.
Jimmy, you get podium three next to Brad.
It's like Jeopardy almost.
All right. Yeah, you guys are all in place. That's because this is the fun time season.
Oh, that makes sense.
We play games all the time. In fact, tonight, not only are we going to play a game, we have two games on deck.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah. I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, it's going to be great. All right, so let's get to know our contestants. How are your weeks? Ken, did you do anything exciting?
Oh, no, not really.
It was kind of rainy over the weekend.
Yeah, I went out for a walk on Sunday, me and the wife. It was nice Sunday over here.
Or no, it was last week. Yeah, that was rainy.
Yeah. Got outdoors and took a little couple mile walk out in the park. Saw some deer. It was good.
Did you say hi to the film crew?
No, I think they're done now. I haven't seen them lately. So.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Now they go to editing and it's going to be soon. Hopefully.
I'll update everyone if I find out anything. But
yes.
Other than that, no, it's kind of boring. Not much happening.
Just hanging out, two people.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, I saw that video, so I got to get that up on YouTube.
Yeah.
Definitely albino boy. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
That's gonna
you got to put that up.
So that's going to end up on the home screen for everybody. It's going to be so popular. my first 20 million hit video.
You're trending.
Dude, you should put that up there. You could probably make some money on views on that.
Yeah, look at this. Look at this young guy abuse an old man. Now you're going to get canceled.
All right. Done before I get started. All right. And Brad, how was your week? Did you do any treasure hunting?
My week was pretty good. It was okay. I was enjoying the outdoors with the daughter, flying kites and so forth. So good kite weather. Mm-hmm. Had to work today, go in the office. It's always fun. So, yeah, great times.
So how many days a week do you go in now?
About two and a half days a week.
Okay.
Yeah, I work till about noon on Wednesdays, and then I head back home after being in Monday, Tuesday. So
will there be a day when they're going to have everybody back? Or are they going to leave it kind of the hybrid, you know, half and half? Or
they're pushing to get us back, and luckily I get my vaccine on Friday.
Oh, okay.
So
how'd you
get? I'm getting the Moderna, so I got to wait 4 weeks for the other one.
Yeah, that's what my parents got.
Yeah.
How'd you get the shot?
How'd I get it? Yeah. I kept refreshing the Walgreens site.
Oh, okay. Got it. So they do anybody?
Well, I think it's cleared for people in media or communications and IT.
Oh, okay.
Right now. So I got in, boys.
Nice.
Get that mic. I get microchipped on Friday.
Yep. Get your papers.
Yep. Your papers are not in order.
Yeah, that's right. You better have them with you.
Yep.
Man. I heard that the cruise lines were, I think they're starting up in June, but a certain one, it was only people who have been vaccinated are allowed to go on board.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw they were doing cruise to nowhere. So you pretty much, if you're vaccinated, you get on the ship, and they sail for a few days out to the ocean, then turn around and come back. So it's a cruise, but they're not going anywhere, really.
Yeah.
The one I read about. So
hell, why don't they just stay at the dock and save some fuel money?
Save the environment, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you're not going anywhere, why go anywhere?
Yep.
Very good.
That's my slogan.
Yeah.
It's
great quotes.
Cruise to nowhere. If you're not going anywhere, you're not going anywhere.
So, Brad, I have been rolling over trying to figure out sometime in the last, I'd say, well, it wasn't last year. So I would think it was in 2019, because it wasn't too long ago. I went to an antique store or antique mall.
Yeah.
And the problem is, I think it was St. Louis, but I'm not positive. And if it was St. Louis, I would have no idea which shop it was.
Was it the one in High Ridge you went to out here?
Oh,
and found that video game or the console or something that didn't work, or I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Are you psychic?
Yeah. Well,
because
I pay attention.
I've been thinking about this console that I saw somewhere. The only thing is, I think this one, well, I didn't know if it worked. It was $100.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the whole thing, it had the box, and I think it was white. And it had a computer keyboard. I know that because I thought it was a computer, but it was a gaming console. I mean, you could do little programs, probably basic and all that, but it had controllers. And I even looked it up when I got home from there, and I found it on eBay, and I watched because I wanted to see if that was a good deal or not. Yeah. And it was a pretty good deal. I should have gone back and got it. But I even watched some videos on YouTube about it, and the games were pretty cheesy. And that's why, ultimately, I was like, whatever, I'm going to pass.
Was it an Odyssey?
I don't know. I cannot remember. I had a dream the other night, woke up, and it's been bugging me ever since.
It was white?
Yeah, I don't think it was an Odyssey. It was a brand that I was familiar with. But it's like I didn't realize they had made this gaming console. I don't know. Or I'd heard of the console, but I'd never seen it before. And I was like, oh, that's what it is. But
speaking of games, I'm gonna look this up as I tell the story.
Okay.
But do you guys ever go to the Shop Goodwill site?
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
Okay. So if
no, I'm not poor.
It might the sale might be over, but they had listed it was 84, 85, probably 80, maybe 83, I don't know, but it was a sealed copy of Mario Brothers, not Super Mario Brothers, but Mario Brothers.
Okay.
And do you guys want to guess what that cartridge was listed for as of 7 o'clock? What the going bid was?
Wow, $200.
I'll go like $750.
400 net neckbeards.
400 neckbeards. Jimmy is the closest.
Oh, okay.
$75,001.
Oh my god,
that's man, crazy. It's gonna feed a lot of homeless.
Yeah.
Or whatever they do.
Oh my gosh!
Wow.
Was it the Coleco Telstar?
They should give that money to Joel Olstein.
Telstar.
Coleco Telstar?
No, that was too old compared to this. Man.
Oh, so this is newer.
Well, I'm guessing 80s-ish.
Okay.
I thought it was like a Commodore 64 or something, wasn't it?
No.
What are we smoking tonight?
Because I want a Commodore. If I see one of those things, I'm buying it. But
weren't you going to meet somebody on Craigslist or something?
Yeah, you're thinking, I did meet this chick, this lady. Okay. She's high on crack or something, Jeffco.
That's right. And then you're like,
at a gas station.
Yep. I was like, this thing's been jimmied, you know. not you, but it was doctored up. It had a wrong port in it. I was like, someone switched out a... Didn't even have a power connector thing on it. She's like, oh, I guess it works. Like, there's no way to test.
You guess?
Yeah. There's no way I was going to buy that thing.
Did you look at her and say, does your on button work, honey?
I ran into her at, because she worked at a thrift store there.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So I ran into her like a while later. She was probably high on crack the time we met the first time.
Could be a crackhead.
So anyway, I don't know what that thing was. I've looked at every console made in the USA from 75 and home PC or like home computer, thinking maybe that's what it was categorized. But anyway,
I've talked about it on the show.
I even looked in my Google Calendar because I always put when I go antiquing, like what town I go to, what city. I looked through all 19.
I want to say it was like Cedar Hill or High Ridge or somewhere out here in Jefferson County.
Yeah. And it was one of those deals where it was just booths. Like this was in a glass case. You know, none of the sellers were there, you know, and
yeah.
You know, and it was either just get it and risk it or whatever. So I just passed on it.
So did this thing take cartridges or like cassettes?
Yeah,
or?
I'm pretty sure it was cartridges.
Did it have a monitor with it or no?
I don't think so. Okay. And I thought I took a picture of it. I went through all my 2,600 pictures.
Oh my gosh.
And nope. I think what I did was you typed it out on a little notepad, like the name of what it was, and that's gone. So.
And it was white.
I am pretty sure.
It wasn't the Intellivision 2, was it?
No, I'd know that. I probably got one thing about it wrong, and that's keeping me from ever finding it. Like, it wasn't white or something, you know? That's all I'm focused on.
What about the Aquarius 2, or the Aquarius?
I don't think so. Have to... No, it wasn't that. Anyway, so I'll just keep... looking.
Yeah, you will.
I mean, it's out there because I found it on eBay and YouTube.
Right.
Good story. Home.
So, anyway. Okay, well, thanks, Brad.
That was
a great week update. Jimmy, how was your week? Oh, tell us about your weekend. What happened? Anything special?
Oh, you guys are crazy. You want to play it now? Or what do you want to do?
You know what? Let's do that. We don't have a script here.
Hello, boys and girls. Let's find out how Jimmy got a blood blister on his toe.
One of my favorite games ever.
Yeah.
Sweeping the nation.
So how does the game play, Jimmy?
You guess what? I got my blood blister on my toe.
And then do we get a point for like every maybe fact in our story that's correct?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Who goes first?
Yeah, I guess. That's great.
Who goes first?
Brad, you go first.
Okay. Do I ask a question about it, or do I make a statement?
Nope. You just tell the story that you think led to Jimmy's blood blister on his big toe.
Okay. I think
I'll give you a hint. It's on the fingerprint tip of my toe, big toe.
Fingerprint on his toe.
Yeah, our toes have fingerprints. You know how our fingers have, you know, the tip. Would be
toe prints. Okay.
I think Jimmy was hungry for some pickles. Oh. And he got a jar out of pickles.
Cold.
And could not get the jar open.
Ice cold, cold.
And he his fingertips were kind of greasy, so he tried using his toe to open it up.
It's good though. It's good. Am I close? Normally, unfortunately, no.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna keep adding details. Maybe this time, you guess wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
It was during a bout of food poisoning.
So pickles were involved.
Ooh.
Okay.
No.
Who's next?
Go ahead, Jay.
Who's next?
Okay. I will make my guess.
This game involves it's like the Republican Party.
Jimmy got food poisoning and he spent a lot of time in the bathroom, and while he was in there he had Annie Lennox in his mind, dooby dooby doot doot doot, and he would tap his toe with every doot.
Oh.
Either yeah.
That's
is that close?
That would make more sense.
Okay. All right. But not exactly right.
Nope. There was no Annie Lennox involved, unfortunately.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. That would have made the day better. Damn it. Why didn't you think of that?
Did it happen in the bathroom?
Yes.
Okay.
It happened in the shower.
Okay.
Oh.
That's what I was going to say. My guess was that you were really sick and it was coming out of both ends. So you jumped in the shower and turned on the shower. And as you were sliding the door closed, your toe got caught in the sliding door.
That's even better.
But maybe not.
That makes more sense. That's more logical than what happened.
But I think when you were in the shower, something fell off that was hanging up in the shower for a long time. Ooh. And landed on your toe.
Almost.
Gave you a blood blister.
Almost. But it's on the underside of my toe.
Oh, shoot. You got it pinched in the drain.
You're getting closer.
I think somehow you got a razor stuck in your toe. Like a shaving razor.
Nope, not this time.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Do we all lose?
Time for the big reveal?
Yeah.
I guess.
I had repeated bouts of diarrhea, so I was having showers every time. And then my stomach was locked up. And I started burping sulfur, so I know you know what that means.
Sour stomach.
Got a puke.
Oh, boy.
So I'm in the shower, and actually the hot water made puking better, easier somehow. But I had to use the – I don't know if I used my finger or my toothbrush, but I didn't take much. I think it was about ready to come up anyway. But I puked in the shower. Of course, it immediately started clogging the drain. So I started curb stomping the – puke down through the drain.
Okay.
And with my toe. And somehow at the end of that, I got a blood blister on my toe the size of a dime.
Oh, from the acid from your stomach.
You think that's what it was from?
That would make sense, right?
But why not my whole toe?
Why not your whole toe? You said it was underneath your toenail?
The fingerprint, the bottom of my toe.
Underneath the bottom,
if you're pressing your toe to the ground.
I think it probably just got caught in one of those little, you know, holes in the drain.
Maybe. That could be.
But I was stomping, kind of moving around. I wasn't, like, staying in one place. I was washing my feet off as quickly as possible.
Maybe you moved it back and forth and got caught in one of those little
holes
in the drain. So it was the drain. I was close there.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't explain it. I don't know. I'm only puked like three times. It wasn't that long of a session.
Mm-hmm.
Did you figure out what you had that made you sick?
Pizza Hut.
Wow.
I was curb stomping undigested pepperoni, sausage, and cheese.
Ugh. Wow.
that had been sitting in my stomach for 14 hours. Fermenting. Yeah, my stomach locks up like that, and then I start burping sulfur, and I'm just like, well, came over. I got to puke.
Yeah.
At least it doesn't, like, let it pass. It's like, you shall not pass.
No.
It's going to kind of come back up. I always drink a lot of water, too, like a half glass of water right before. That helps.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's the story of my blood blister toe. I hope you like it, everybody. I got to go.
Okay, everybody. You all know what time it is. It's time for your new favorite game show, Name That Band.
Yeah, boy.
It's a wonderful game we have here. So the basic rules are I pick an album from Rock's Greatest Catalog. They span probably from the 1960s on up. And I tell you the year the album came out, and then I read titles of songs off the album, but I omit any song that is the name of the album. Mm-hmm. If you give me the name of the band, you get 5 points. If you give me the name, the title of the album, you get 10 points. But if you're incorrect, you do lose your points.
All right.
So this is anybody's game. You can chime in and say your answer, and you will get rewarded. We have 15 albums tonight, so we'll run a little long.
Okay. All right.
Are we ready to play, gentlemen?
Let's do this.
I'm so pale. Okay. Yes.
I stay like crispy.
Okay. This album came out in 1976. The titles of the songs are Back in the Saddle, Rats in the Cellar, Sick as a Dog, Get the Lead Out, Home Tonight, Last Child, Combination, Nobody's Fault, Lick and a Promise.
Wow.
Any guess, gentlemen?
I have one, but I'm not going to take it.
Korn.
No, I can't.
Korn, this album came out in 1976.
Yeah. Nope.
No guesses?
I got nothing. Nope.
Okay, that was the album Rocks by Aerosmith.
Oh. Aerosmith was the band I was thinking of, but I just wasn't sure.
Okay.
Back in the Saddle again. I knew that. All right.
Yep. Oh.
Kicking yourself,
I should have known that.
Yeah. That's another reason I didn't, because I was like, if it's Aerosmith, Ken would know that.
Yeah. What all got right. me was like he did Back in the Saddle Again, and so I'm thinking, you know, the song Back in the Saddle.
That's what I did.
Okay.
All
right.
All right. This album came out in 1980, and the track listing is Breaking the Law, Rapid Fire, Metal Ken. Gods, Ken.
It would be Judas Priest, and
that is correct.
Guess
5 points.
British Steel.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, yes,
2 points.
Nice. Ever. Yeah, that's a good one.
Breaking the law. Breaking the law.
All right, this album came out in 1971. The track listing is Baba O'Reilly, Bargain.
Ken.
Ken.
Be the Who.
That is correct for 5.
God, I'm not sure about the... I'm not sure about the title.
Okay. Jimmy or Jay,
if I guess, will I lose 10 points?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not guessing then.
Yeah. No, I don't have a guess.
Jimmy?
I have a guess, but I'm not willing to guess.
Okay. You can tell me your guess and it won't count against you.
I was going to say Who's Next. But
that it would have been correct.
Wow.
Damn it.
Okay.
All right.
Good work.
This album came out in 1980. Hell's Bells, Shoot Jason. Ah. Ooh, Ken came in first.
I'll give it to Jason.
All right. Ken is passing.
Well, I'll tell you what. I just know AC/DC.
That is correct for five.
So I don't know the album, so I'll leave that open.
Do you want to read more titles of songs?
I know the title.
Oh, Ken.
Can I guess the title?
Yep.
That would be Back in Black.
That is correct for 10.
Nice. See, we split it, Ken.
All right. See, being nice, you know, that pays off.
Yep.
Ken is winning with 30 points. Jay has 5, and Jimmy has 0. But it's anybody's game at this point.
That's right. I can mess up bad.
All right. This album came out in 1983. Rock, Rock, Photograph.
Jason. Def Leppard.
That is correct for 5.
Okay, let me make sure here. I tend to jump the gun.
You want me to read more titles?
No. Pyromania.
That is correct for 10.
Okay.
All right, see now. Jay has 20. Ken has 30. The next one up here came out in 1987. Welcome to the Jungle.
Ken.
Jace.
Oh, I think that was Ken.
Okay.
That would be Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction.
That is correct.
That was too easy.
My high school soundtrack.
I gotta throw them in there, you know?
I know.
All right. Here's a newer album. And by new, I mean 20 years ago. Yeah. This one came out in 2001. Prison Song, Needle, Deer Dance, Jet Pilot, Ken. Ken.
It's System of a Down.
That is correct for 5.
Oh, man. They came out with 2 right in the same. They came out with Hypnotize. And what was the other one? Oh, shoot.
Jimmy or Jay, would you like to answer?
No, I have no guess.
Jimmy?
I don't know this one either.
Would you like me to read more titles off? Would that help?
It wouldn't help me.
Okay. It was Toxicity.
Damn it.
By System of a Down. All right. This album came out in 1967. Foxy Lady, Ken. Manic Depression. Ken.
Jimi Hendrix. And I'll guess, Are You Experienced?
That is correct for 10.
Wow.
15 points.
Yes, man.
Ken is cleaning up. You guys, you got to jump in here. All right.
Being old has its good points.
This album came out in 1982. Blackout.
Ken.
Gosh. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. We're going to scrap that one.
It was Scorpions.
That was the name of the album, too. So, my bad.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. All right. This album came out in 1974. Career of Evil, Subhuman, Dominance and Submission, ME-262, KG Cretans, Harvester of Eyes, Flaming Telepaths, Astronomy.
Boy, I have no idea.
No, sounds cool, though. I'm going to have to look this one up.
Sounds psychedelic. What year was it in?
1974.
Wow.
Do we give up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Secret Treaties by Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, I knew it had to be some like hippie rock kind of stuff.
Yep.
What was the album called?
Secret Treaties.
I never got that.
All right. This album came out in 1970. Immigrant Song.
Jason.
Jason.
Well, Led Zeppelin. Let's take the five.
Right. That's correct for five.
And, oh, I can see the album cover. But I just don't know which one. I don't want to guess. I'll let you get it, Ken.
I'm not sure either. Oh. I mean, I have a guess. But
actually, Jimmy may know this one.
I can read some more titles off here.
Yeah, it wouldn't do me any good.
Friends, Celebration Day, Since I've Been Loving You, Out on the Tiles, Gallows Pole, Tangerine, That's the Way, Ronna Yar Stomp, and Hats Off to Roy Harper.
I'd say Zeppelin 3. How's that?
That is correct,
Jay. Dang it. Okay.
Wow. I'll award you the points.
There is an Easter Bunny.
Yay. Yeah.
I'm so happy.
All right. This album came out in 1982. Invaders, Children of the Damned, The Prisoner, 22 at Acacia Avenue?
Ken. That would be Iron Maiden.
That is correct for five.
I'm going to guess. This is probably. I'm going to guess. Can you give me the rest of the titles? Or give me the titles again?
This guy's doing great.
Invaders, Children of the Damned, The Prisoner, 22 Acacia Avenue. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Acacia Avenue,
yeah.
Run to the Hills, Gangland, and Hallowed Be Thy Name.
I'm going to say the number of the beast.
That is correct.
Woo!
Wow. I was going between that and Killers, and man, Killers was before that.
You're doing it. Making it real.
This is all around the time I was really, you know, just like into music.
Yeah.
Man. Learned to play guitar, and like Iron Maiden was like, yes.
All right.
Ice Cube.
This album came out in 1976. The Twilight Zone.
Oh, got it! So does this in front of the Twilight Zone?
No, it's not that. It's not the same song.
A Passage to Bangkok. Lessons, Tears. That's all. There's one more on the album, but it's also the name of the song.
Wow.
Ken. Rush, 2112.
That is correct.
Oh, my.
Holy shit.
Wow.
I have yet to experience Rush. I need to experience Rush.
What? Okay.
Other than what's that one song?
Tom Sawyer?
Yeah.
Okay. This album.
Check out YYZ. YYZ, Jimmy.
What's that?
That's it.
Okay. I may know more than one.
Okay. This album came out.
Rest in peace.
This album came out in 1973. Search and Destroy. Gimme Danger. Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. Penetration.
Oh, fuck.
I Need Somebody. Shake Appeal. Death Trip.
Man,
yeah, I got nothing.
Search and Destroy, I know it.
Yeah, you're thinking Seek and Destroy. That's not it.
Seek and Destroy. Who's Seek and Destroy?
That's Metallica. That's later in '73, though.
Yeah.
Any guesses, Jim?
Nope.
No.
Jimmy?
He stumped us.
No. That is the album Raw Power by the Stooges.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't have known that.
Wow. I don't know the Stooges. I know the Three Stooges.
Iggy Pop and the Stooges.
No. Yeah. I don't know. No. Was he the one that did Hell Bent for Leather? Hell Bent for Leather. Is that how it goes? I actually never heard that song.
Isn't that Judas Priest?
I don't know. Hello, Ledbetter.
Oh, my God, I'm dying.
Okay. This is the last one, guys.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
We're already through.
Bad.
This album came out in 1994. Sure Shot. Tough Guy.
Sure Shot.
B-Boys Making with the Freak Freak. Bobo on Jimmy. The Corner. Jimmy.
I'm sorry.
I know the band.
I do too. Shut up. Rage Against the Machine.
No, that is incorrect, Jimmy.
Damn it.
Jake?
The band's the Beastie Boys.
That's correct. Oh, five.
So close.
Let's see, 94. That would have to... Oh.
Would you like more titles?
Yeah, I was going to say, what were the titles again?
Sure Shot, Tough Guy, B-Boys Making with the Freak Freak, Bobo on the Corner, Root Down, Sabotage.
Oh, that's it.
Get It Together, Sabrosa, The Update, Futterman's Rule, All Right, Hear This, Eugene's Lament, Flute Loop, Do It, Ricky's Theme, Heart Attack Man, The Scoop, Shambhala, Bodhisattva, Vow,
right.
Transitions.
God damn, I need to trim some songs off my album.
That's like a greatest hits.
Yeah.
Jesus. It's,
boy.
It's like the Orc album.
Yeah. We'll start with 24 songs. Boy, I...
What's the one with the Jet on the cover?
Well, that was their first one. Mm-hmm. It was a long time ago.
When he was still alive.
Oh, boy, why can I not think of this?
We're getting old, Jane. We need neural stimulation.
Do you have a guess?
No.
Nope. Jay, you're going to kick yourself.
Yeah, I am.
Ill Communication.
Oh,
Ill's man. Wills. Hell's bells.
So Jimmy lost with -5.
Whatever.
Jay has 40 points. And Ken comes away with
the winners.
100 points.
Man.
Yes.
So
I think he won.
I think Ken named that band.
All right. I'm 2 for 2 on that one.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Winner.
We all know what that means. It's time to wrap up the show.
I smoke some weed.
So do you guys have anything else you wanted to bring up?
Jay, was your game a Coleco Telestar?
No, I don't think it was.
Oh, damn
it. Although, looking around here, how was the ColecoVision and the Atari 5200? Do you know, Brad?
I never played the... 5200.
Yeah.
I did. My neighbor had the Coleco. And I remembered it had slightly better graphics than Atari 2600, of course. And I remember, like, the remote, the controllers were a little more advanced.
Yeah.
But,
See,
was that?
Like 80. I don't know. But the thing is, I've got a little Raspberry Pi here about the size of a credit card, and it plays any of these consoles. You know, I've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of games. So it's like, do I really need one? Anyway, so I did have a few things I wanted to bring up. First of all, I watched Kid 90. How do you say her name?
Salil Moon
Fry.
That was kind of depressing. It was just real dark. The whole overtone of it was just about
all those
people killing each themselves. Yeah,
yeah.
But it was cool seeing them as just regular people. And
right.
And it is hard to believe that they were all a big group. You know, that many famous people all hanging out and stuff.
I missed the homework.
But yeah, it was so cool just seeing everything. I like documentaries that have a lot of footage. That Gordon Lightfoot documentary, everything he talked about, there was footage that showed him. You know, I was like, about halfway through, I'm like, wait a minute, who spent their life filming Gordon Lightfoot in case he wanted to make a documentary someday or whatever. But yeah, so it was pretty good, though. I'm glad I watched
you
it.
You missed your calling, Jay.
Yeah, I'll say. Do you guys have, Ken, do you have anything you want to bring up?
Did you watch the Fantastic Four this weekend, Ken?
No, I did not. Sorry. I got nothing.
Was that homework?
I don't know. If it was, I failed.
That movie that just came out, what was it called? Fantastic Four? No. The one with the fast guy, Flash, and Aquaman.
Flash? Oh, you're talking Justice League.
Yeah, whatever.
Ken.
The Snyder Cut?
You might want to see that. It's only 4 hours long.
Yeah, what, is that where you're getting the Fantastic Four from?
Yeah, it was Fantastic 4 hours.
Oh, my God. I like one part of that movie is when Aquaman was going back into the water and these ladies started singing these wicked, creepy harmonies. This, like, just this vocal thing. And it was cool.
I'll watch for that. Because I plan on watching it.
Toward the beginning.
Okay.
Did anybody watch The Falcon and the Winter Soldier first episode?
I decided I'm going to wait till the end, till the whole thing's over.
Okay. I did watch the first episode.
So what'd you think of it? Was it all right?
Yeah, it's different. I mean, those two are like one of my least favorite Marvel characters in the cinematic universe.
That's what the first one was for me. I was like, why are they making stupid things about these two assholes I don't care about?
Like WandaVision, I thought that was very entertaining because I do like the characters.
Yeah, that was all right. But yeah, I think the same thing. Even in the movies, like Avengers and stuff, I just didn't care about Falcon. And I missed the one with, I missed the Captain America that had the Winter Soldier, that one.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. So it's like I saw him. I knew who he was in the.
Is it the one they call Bucky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if I'll even watch it. I may eventually, but there are other things.
Do they look older?
In television 2. I don't think it was that.
It wasn't that one? Dang.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. But you said it was all right?
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to connect to the next phase of the Marvel movies in some capacity. But I don't really care about the characters so much.
Okay. Are they redoing Rise of Skywalker? Do you know?
No, I hope so.
They're not redoing it.
Because I have heard a few times that they are going to be coming out with they're going to recut it with like new scenes. I've seen stills and stuff from it, and it's going to release on Disney Plus. But by then, I don't know. Theaters will be open again, but
the non Kathleen Kennedy version.
Yeah. And the non, what's his name? Ryan Johnson. Yeah, was it Ryan Johnson that did the third one?
Ryan Johnson did Last Jedi.
Oh, okay. No,
J.J. Abrams.
J.J. did
the Rise of Skywalker.
We'll just politely make the movies that happen just a nice payday for those actors. Thank you. And we'll find other people to do the next good ones.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I recently rewatched Last Jedi, and I think it's probably the best cinematography of any Star Wars film.
Oh, of any? Wow, okay.
Of any. Like, I think the cinematography is just phenomenal.
Pretty.
Yeah,
really pretty.
Very pretty. But, yeah, the story, you know, they just... I guess, you know, with Marvel, the Marvel movies, they know how the whole thing's going to go, right? And then they kept getting all these different actors in and changing the story around. And it's like, what are you doing? So that's why it suffered.
Yeah.
What do you think, Ken?
Ken's like, as good as Keyhole.
Yep.
Ken's like, this is what I don't miss about work. Oh, the nerd talk.
Yeah.
No. I'm good. It's all good.
It's all
I nerd out in other ways. So
yeah.
Who am I to? Who am
classic
I?
Classic Rob.
I'm not judging. Yeah. I don't judge, man.
Hey, so what do you think, Brad, about Ewoks coming to Disney Plus?
I'm kind of amped about it because my daughter was just like, "What if they made cartoons about just the Ewoks?" I'm like, "Well, wow, honey,
yeah,
is that what it is?
Next month, yeah,
yeah, cartoon they're releasing the cartoons from the 80s, and then they're releasing the made for TV movies of the Ewoks from the 80s on Disney Plus,
yeah,
and the Boba Fett." Cartoon from the holiday special.
I wonder why they're not doing droids because there was.
I don't know.
That's the one that's really liked.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. I wonder if they're having some sort of problem with rights or you know, like to. I don't know what kind of music, or maybe prints were lost of the you know.
Yeah,
of the masters. Because
those two always went hand in hand to me. You know, droids and Ewoks.
Yeah, weren't they even, in fact, like it would go, it was two episodes?
I think
like
so. Would,
yeah.
Worship. Like on Saturday mornings, they'd have one of each.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Now, tomorrow, Jimmy, it is the open beta for Magic Legends. That is kind of the Diablo-style game set in the Magic universe. And it goes open beta tomorrow, so it's free to play on the PC. There you go. I was in the closed beta a while back. It was all right. I'm hoping it improved a bit, but I'm going to try it tomorrow. So don't call me. I'll be busy. Here's something I was going to bring up. My new album drops tomorrow, Ken.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got a lyric video for each song. That'll be a playlist on YouTube. I'll send you that link.
All right.
And then I've got a Bandcamp page with a few of my Moon Mud albums. It's going to be on there, too, for download.
Well, all right.
MP3, so there's that.
I wanted to bring up, I started watching. I have not finished it yet. It was nominated for Best Picture in the Oscars this year. But have you guys heard of the film The Sound of Metal?
No.
No.
It's about this guy who's in a band with his girlfriend. He's a drummer. And it's just like she plays guitar and he drums and she sings. And he's losing his hearing because he just plays, you know, this like droning beats, and he's you know facing the reality that he gets down to like 20% of hearing, and the doctor's like, if you keep playing, it's gonna all be gone. So you want to you know stop doing that, and they're piss poor anyway because they're just you know this little rinky dink band traveling around in their van, right? And I'm watching this, and I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be me. Listen, because when I do mastering and stuff, and the audios, all these foreign language audios come in at different volumes from all these different labs, and I'm just sitting there with these headphones on, and sometimes they just, you know, they're just out, and it's like, ah, you know, you have to turn your head away.
Yeah.
But if you're in a band and you're afraid about losing your hearing, don't watch this movie.
Yeah. Tell you what, it's kind of frightening. Been through a little of that, not near that bad, but well, I definitely have some hearing loss for sure.
Yeah.
From years of just playing in band.
Sure.
Me too.
Yeah. High frequencies.
You're right. Gone. You're gone. Your right ear?
It's my left one, actually.
For being on the left side?
Yeah. I would always be on the right-hand side, so.
Me too.
I'd always, my like, half-turn towards the drummer,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
I believe it's cymbals that got me.
Oh, yeah,
snare drums. Snare drums and cymbals.
I've got tinnitus in both mine.
Yeah, I do, too.
Mine's at 60 hertz.
Is it?
Really close to 60 hertz. Get up a few octaves above it with my phone with a tone generator and put it on my shoulder for a couple minutes, it'll get rid of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But man, when it's when it's on, it's at 60 hertz. So it sounds like there's a truck parked right outside my house, you know, idling.
Running, yeah.
My yeah, and that's what I thought it was for a couple of years. And I was like, who's fucking truck is running? It is my ears. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Huh.
But then I figured out that hack with my phone. So
that's crazy. Yeah, I discovered mine with my alarm. On my alarm clock, it would like this beeping, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, if I'm happen to be sleeping on my right ear and just my left ear's up, nope, don't hear it. All I hear is like a slight clicking noise. I hear the clicking of it, but I don't hear the sound of it.
Yeah, I can't. Whenever you know how your those thermal thermometers beep.
Taking
like my daughter's temperature. I'm like,
why isn't this thing gone off yet? Right?
My wife's like, it's beeping. I'm like, I don't hear anything.
yep. Sucks, man.
Yeah. It only gets worse.
Out, like ear shit soon.
Yep.
I thought they were getting there with like the using fetal cells or something. Weren't they getting close to some? I thought they were.
I don't know.
Yeah, it'd regrow the cilia.
Yeah, my dad has the same thing. His watch, it'll beep and go off, and we'll be in the vehicle just driving, and his watch will beep, 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 beep. We're all looking at him. He's like, what?
What?
Like your watch is going off.
Yeah.
Oh, I can hear it.
Like the blinker, like, well, the blinker in the car, you know. Yeah, your blinker's on.
Right.
Okay.
Jimmy, do you have anything you want to bring up?
Oh man, yeah. When George R. R. Martin decides to write, he still uses an old MS-DOS program called WordStar 4.0 from 1986.
Oh my gosh, what's he write on? I mean, what does he use? An old PC or what? I mean, I guess.
Damn it, Jay, it was just a headline.
Man, that's, I mean,
you're just supposed to say, oh wow, that's weird.
Yeah, I'm like, what still runs that?
A DOS machine not connected to the internet.
Oh my god.
WordStar 4.0 is my word processing system. Wow, that's a solid machine, man. That thing's still chucking along. I thought I had a good one from Windows 7. He's got me by two decades.
He's got like a dot matrix printer.
It's almost made its way back to, you know, it's going to be popular again.
Man.
I just read, enjoying your $1,400 stimulus check. In case you missed it, the Biden administration just approved $3,000 per person per week for hotel rooms for migrants down south.
I saw that. It's like $58 million.
Per person. For not even Americans. Per person per week, $3,000.
Well, you got to put them somewhere.
Yeah, put them in the Capitol building.
Doesn't Pelosi get some room in her house or something?
Put them on buses and drive them to the Capitol and drop them off and let them go in the Capitol.
It's good enough for the National Guard. It's good enough for migrants, goddammit. Can we just send them to Canada instead?
Straight in there.
It's like straight north through one border, from one border through the other.
Just a bullet train. Hop on here at the Mexican border, and we drop you off at the Canadian border.
I did hear something about they're wanting to take them to the northern border.
They're taking them to process.
We're going to Canada. Asylum.
They've got plenty of room up there, Canada. Yep. Wide open spaces.
Yeah, we do too, but yeah, Canada's got a little bit more.
I like how they're all saying, oh, they're bringing COVID and, you know, all these, it's like these people denied COVID even happened, and now these news stations, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, oh, they're bringing COVID. Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, Brad, did you have anything else?
Nothing.
Speaking of South Park, check out the COVID special. That was pretty good.
Oh, boy. Oh, I missed that. Man, I was cracking up at the commercial.
Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty well
79,
done.
79, bitches.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a good... I got a good auction story. May take a few minutes, so...
All right.
So, I fixed someone's computer here in town, and her husband is an older couple. He... back in the day, used to be an auctioneer. And he was telling me stories about, you know, estate sales and all that kind of stuff. And he said that this one auction they were going to do, they had, man, it was some kind of light. And it starts with a B. I can't remember what he said it was. It's kind of an older style of light. And, you know, some people collect, you know, people collect everything. But anyway, so these things, he said, normally went for about, you know, $20, $25 on a good day for him, for them. But so they had an auction and they had one, and someone drove down from Rockford, Illinois. So that's a few hours north. Mm-hmm. So they came down because they wanted this light. So he gets there and he sees it laying on the table, and he told this guy I was talking to, the auctioneer, he said, this guy said, you need to put that away. Someone's going to steal it. You know, I drove all the way down here to get that thing. The guy was like, it'll be fine. Don't worry. So the auction comes up and or it starts, and then that light comes up. And so it's the guy from Rockford, and he, you know, they start bidding. I think he said they start at $20 or whatever. And anyway, so there was a guy from Carbondale. It's just like, you know, not even an hour away or whatever. He had driven up for the same thing. And so the two of them
bidding
are war. Yeah, they're battling it out. And they're like 21, 22, whatever. And so anyway, they get this thing up to $1,500.
What?
Yes. And then goes up to $1,750. Pretty soon, $2,000.
Oh, my God.
So this guy, he tells me, he said, you know, when you're up that high, you just say, you know, 15, 1700 or 1750, you know.
Right.
And so this young guy walks in, and they were up to $2,200. And he's, the auctioneer says, do I hear 2250? And this guy,
grand.
And this guy bid. He was like, you know, 2250. He's like, do I have 23? So this new guy gets it up to 2700. And
he dropped out.
The auctioneer is like, do I hear 2750? Do I hear 2750? And that new guy, his face went white. He thought it was at $22.50. Or, you know, he thought he had bid $27, but it was $2,700. Yeah. So anyway, they actually let him back out of it.
Oh my gosh.
And then they reset it back down to 22 or 2250. And then they kind of, it ended right around in there. But gosh, I didn't even ask which guy ended up winning it. You know, the Carbondale or the Rockford, because it was just, I was cracking up about the 22 or 2750. Oh man, that would suck.
And he's thinking, this thing's getting up there.
Yeah. I guess I'll go $27.50.
That's hard to believe that something would start at $20 and end up at, you know, $27.50.
Yeah, that is.
What it was, a light?
Yeah, some kind of, like I said, it started with a B. I don't know. Old time light.
Have you guys ever been to an auction?
Long time ago,
No. I watched enough on Storage Wars.
That's my auction experience.
I went to somebody that was auctioning off their Star Wars collection.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it was nuts. Like some of the price, like they had test. You know, remember the Darth Vader cases that you put your Star Wars figures in?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They had like test ones that they were doing test paints for the C-3PO versions in the gold.
Oh wow.
And stuff. And
And
prices were like, it was like up to $10,000 or something.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But it was nuts. I got a couple things, but nothing remarkably high.
Wow.
But it's just crazy. You know, the auctioneer, kind of what you're saying, has no idea the value. Mm-hmm. And then at one point he's just like, okay, well, I'll let you decide what you want to bid, you know, like, because they're just going $2, $2, and then somebody goes $200. Oh, okay, I'll let you go, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy. Good times.
All right.
Here, Dan.
Place it to road right there.
40 seconds.
It's like a, I don't know if it's like a consignment shop or, you know, they have all kinds of stuff, but like once a week they have like an auction in the evening. It looks like they have all kinds of stuff up there. I was tempted to go there sometime.
You should, man.
Yeah. If I had a job, I might.
Yeah.
13 seconds.
All Somebody right. put in a final bid.
Jimmy, what is your final bid on the thing?
72.20.
It's kind of hanging up here.
Yeah. Oh,
there we go.
Auction right. ended. No, sold at $75,001.
Wow. So,
sealed Mario Brothers Nintendo cartridge. Wow. $75,000.
Some rich nerd.
And the fun, yeah. I just looked on eBay to see what the highest selling sealed Nintendo cartridge sold for. A graded Snow Brothers NES for an 80 with an 85 rating sold for $18,000.
Wow.
Jeez.
Hide the don't of that a locomo.
Maybe that's what I need to do. Go work at Goodwill. That way I can see the stuff in the back room, you know, the stuff that comes in.
Yeah, there he is.
I could be in the shipping department. Hey, Ken, I'll go receive it and inventory and go through it, and then you can be the guy who ships it out to people. How about that?
All right.
Yeah.
I'm looking for work.
In all the wrong places.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for this episode. And if you think the same, then we agree. All right.
Toe massage.
So we will be back next week with episode 244. What, you want me to walk on your toe?
I want you to toe massage me.
No. All right. That's what you need your Russian bride for.
I'm going to name her Jason.
Okay. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye doing.
Bye.
4 production.
Thanks for watching.